Right now, it is time for us to check sports. We'll bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike. We both start off the NFL season with one win.
Did we?
Yep. Brady defeated Dallas. Gronk had two touchdown receptions. Close game, though. I think it was like 32-29.
I didn't even watch the game, and I know more about it than you.
Well, it's because
Cowboys took the lead with a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
And Brady went down the field and won the game again.
Yep.
So all you Brady haters, suck it.
Yeah.
He did it again.
He did it again. The guy is just simply amazing. That's all. That's all you can say.
I turned it on at the end because after I watched the Yankees debacle and watched Aaron Baboon cry on TV, I went to watch the football game to see what was going on. And there was a lot of Dallas fans in Tampa, and they were happy when they scored. They weren't too happy a minute and 20 seconds later. It was beautiful. It was worth me putting on the game to see Brady stick it to him.
All right, so anyway, so that's that. The Jays won their eighth straight. The Yankees continue to sink like the rock in the proverbial ocean that has just been thrown in. Just absolutely amazing.
One of my crybaby Yankee fans sent me a nice stat this morning. It's the first time since 1908 that the Yankees were swept a four-game series at home and never had a lead.
I've said it all along, and I'm a big Yankee fan. Their inconsistency, their unprofessionalism, they put win streaks together, then they have these horrible streaks. They're just not a very good fundamental baseball team right now. And if Aaron Boone is the manager next year, I can't believe it because
there's a lot of people running things that aren't really running things in the world today.
Yeah.
And Aaron Boone's not running the Yankees. He's not running the Yankees. Somebody else is running the Yankees. It's not Aaron Boone. Because Aaron Boone knows better that you can't keep banging your head against the wall and expect a different result. You can't keep going up there trying to jack balls out when half the field is wide open for you. But the Yankees have a full lineup of people that just want to do that. They looked great in the ninth inning when they hit two home runs. Sanchez hit a homer, and the other Bean guy on Voit, he hit another. He hit a home run. Oh, that looked great. Too bad nobody was on, and they had a three-run lead already. You only got two runs back, or whatever the score was. It was meaningless, and that's all the Yankees hit are meaningless home runs. When they have two or three guys on base, and they need that little base hit to score two runs, they can't get it because they're looking to jack the ball 500 feet. And that's the Yankees' problem, and it's the problem of a lot of other teams. But the Yankees, because they're the Yankees, it's very evident and it's in front of you. Until the Yankees start changing the way they play, they're going to lose. Remember when the Yankees won 13 games? They're not doing what they were doing then. They're not playing small ball. They're not stealing bases because the fat cats got better, and they're in the lineup. And I told you, and you said it, you got to stay with the guys you're winning with.
Yep.
But, you know, people don't pay $5,000 a seat to go watch those guys. They pay to watch Rizzo and Gallo and Judge, you know, the failures of the team.
Well,
that's what the Yankees want, and that's what they get.
I have some of my friends who are Yankee fans tell me that I should defend the Yankees more, but you can't defend them this year. I'm sorry, I can't. I've said it all along, and I said it even during their winning streak. I was glad they were one. I'm glad they won 15 games straight, but they've never shown any consistency or true drive or grit of those other Yankee teams that did perform well. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not even going to bother going to talk about it.
You can tell your Yankee friends this, too. If Lou Gehrig played for the Yankees today, he probably wouldn't be Lou Gehrig on the New York Yankees because they would probably put Wally Pippen to play again no matter how good Lou Gehrig performed at first base.
Because
nobody gets a chance. You go back to the same old failures that you keep on failing with all the time. Right now the Yankees should go back to those kids that were stealing bases and playing small ball. What else you got to do?
Yeah.
Well, you got nothing to lose. You just lost 9 out of the last 11.
Yeah.
You got no. They can't do worse, can they?
No.
It's a joke that people think that these people that they went out and got are going to be any different. It's not going to happen.
All right, I want to move on because we have to do, we've got racing, all right? There's some racing you're going to pick
this week. Yeah, we've got a couple races, but they won't take long.
Okay, before we get to them, though, we've got to do our football picks.
I picked mine. Can I go first?
Yeah, that'd be
interesting. All I'm doing all year is I'm picking against the Jets, the Giants, and the Dolphins.
Okay.
So my three picks this week are Denver, Carolina, and New England.
Denver, Carolina, and New England.
That's all I'm doing. I'm picking against those three teams because they stink.
All right, and my three games this week, I'm going to take the 49ers over the Lions, the Bills over the Steelers, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, you're in. I wrote you down.
Those are the three that I'm going to pick.
And the Mets lost again last night.
Yeah, they
too.
Did. Yeah, well, it's the story of New York. All right, so what sort of racing do we have?
Two races at Kentucky Downs. There's a lot more than two, but I'm only going with two. The seventh race tomorrow is around 4:30 our time. It's a mile on the turf. It's a grade three. It's called the Ladies Turf, and they're running for $750,000. Like I said, I'm going to give you four horses in each race because you could play the exacta, the tri, whatever you want, and I'll give you a pick in the race as well. In the seventh race, the two-horse Princess Grace, the three-horse Abscond, the five-horse She's on the Warpath, and the nine-horse Dalika. Those are my picks in the race tomorrow. And my top pick is going to be the outside horse, Dalika, trained by Al Stahl. This horse raced once over the Kentucky Downs course. It's an undulating course, unlike any other track in the country, so it's a real horse-for-course place. And Dalika has that win there. Rosario, for the first couple days of the meet with 27 mounts, he has 11 wins, 3 seconds, and 2 thirds. That's 16 out of 27 in the money. He's riding unconsciously out there. So in the seventh race, 2-3-5-9 is my superfecta, exacta, trifecta box, and a couple win bucks on Dalika. The eighth race, 6 furlong, the FanDuel Turf Sprint, $1 million on this one. Couple horses we're going to look at here. The 2-horse Fast Boat, the 5 Born Great, the 9 Got Stormy, and the 12 Imprimis. All these horses have run and won at the track. Born Great is 2-for-2 at the track. Fast Boat is the horse that just gets no respect anywhere he goes. This horse has been running real big all year, 3 races this year with 2 wins. In the Jaipur, he got knocked out at the start, and they let him come back in the Troy and win going away at almost 11-1. He's 10-1 morning line again tomorrow, and he gets Rosario again. So the 2-5-9-12 is going to be my exacta tri super box. I'm going to press the 2-5 ticket with Fast Boat and Born Great a couple extra times, and I'm going to make a win ticket on Fast Boat. So big, big fields, big, big money, big, big payouts. Kentucky Downs is the place to play tomorrow. There's no Belmont. That's closed until next weekend, so there's no California racing. So anticipate big, big pools at Kentucky Downs tomorrow. And like I said, you're going to get big payouts as well.
All right. And, of course, during the course of this coming weekend, we'll have some college football and some baseball and some, I guess we can call it the National Football League on Sunday and then Monday. And we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the Yankees crumble again this weekend. They play the Mets this weekend. Can you imagine if the Mets sweep the Yankees?
If the Mets sweep the Yankees this weekend, okay, and if George Steinbrenner were manager?
Well, if George Steinbrenner was alive now, there'd be people walking out the door.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So we'll see what happens as the weekend progresses.
Oh, he'd be going out of his mind.
Yeah, really, and rightfully so with the money that's paid.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
You too, guys. Have a nice weekend.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.